This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wow. Let me get this straight. 7 past the hour, and I'm surrounded by 3 beautiful women. Can you believe it? Wow. 3 beautiful women. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Could I come up with anybody else? 3. Well, they're all right here with me
that
now.
That covers it.
Up close.
My cashier, say hi.
And personal. say hi. Let's see.
Meow.
She's a woman.
She is a woman.
Hi, buddy.
Hi. It'll be hard to not engage somebody, or at least engage your own brain in some way, shape, or form today to the events of November 22nd, 1963, when John F. Kennedy, President of the United States, was killed by forces that no one seems to be able to quite describe. I chuckle about it because at this point it is laughable that the government tried to get us to believe that it was one person, and then, you know, you look into it and you know that that was a lie, a big bunch of baloney. But it's not, at this point, not so important as to just thinking about what happens and how the country stayed together. Most countries, especially if they're not civilized, we consider ourselves to be somewhat civilized here, would not have been able to hold themselves together. And were the truth to have come out about who killed JFK at that time, I'm not so sure this country would have held together. And to this point, you know, look around today, what's the lesson from that circumstance? Have we held ourselves together? Are we able to govern ourselves? We are. We take a sort of a slapshot at it from time to time. There are so many cultural differences that didn't divide our country in 1963. I can say with a certain amount of authority, because I'm the only one of the 4 of us who was around on November 22nd, 1963, so I remember that circumstance. But then I remember what followed it, and I remembered how we felt horrible about Kennedy and his family. But we didn't worry about the country. We had no, I never worried the country was going to fall apart. We just moved on. LBJ, as a president, sucked. He was horrible. But and he did a lot of things that weren't great for our country, including Vietnam. But the country still stayed together. If anything, when we got into the Vietnam era, that in my mind, was the first time I ever thought there was a chasm that might separate the major interests of our country. Much more Vietnam than the death of Kennedy. But that was my experience then. And
where were you when you found out that he had been shot?
I was at the last class of the day at Framingham South High School. I was at my locker, and somebody came by and didn't say it to me, but just said out loud, "The president's been shot." Wow. So many of us then missed the bus. We went into the library, just watched. There was one television in the school, and it was in the library. We went into the library, and we watched on television as Walter Cronkite told the story. That's what I remember about that afternoon. I remember walking home because I had missed the bus. 4.5 miles. I just walked home. And I remember thinking, I was by myself, as I often was then, as I often am now, thinking about it wasn't said for that reason, thank you. The collection of thoughts that were going on at that point in time, again, were more just about that, the fact that the president had been shot. It wasn't that our country was in danger of its various interests being... And frankly, though, there was a danger. It was this very serious danger. You look back at it now and see the organizations that were at work to destroy his life and the influence that some of them still have on us.
Okay, so everybody's got a theory about what really happened.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your guy?
Jack Anderson's theory is the one that I subscribe to.
Which is what? I've never heard of it.
Basically, it was a mafia hit.
I agree. I think it was, too.
Was connected. It was slightly connected to the Russians and slightly connected to through Cuba, but it was the mafia.
Oh, I think it was connected to LBJ all the way.
Well, there's LBJ. There's a lot of fingerprints from LBJ's family or people that were associates of his, including Frank Sinatra. I mean, there were a lot. There are all kinds of things that float around about this, and yet there's nothing that's ever really been proven. But there's a lot of arrows that point in the same direction. Let's put it that way. So
now, is that different from the Oliver Stone theory? From because that's pretty much my.
The Oliver Stone movie?
Yeah, the cultural connection that I would have to it would be the Oliver Stone movie.
How was his again? I saw the movie, but I forgot.
I'm trying to remember.
Hmm. Well, we'll think about it for a second.
It was pretty intricate.
It was. It was very intricate.
But I do think it was mostly mafia connection.
One of the things that I'll lay out there, just sort of in my own iconoclastic way of remembering it, being at a radio station... about 10 years after that, every 10 years or so, everybody would get the tape recordings out of the programming of that day. And I remember some of the boxes were stored under some of the desks in the newsroom and closets in the newsroom. And they just sat there. And nobody really did anything with them. I'm sure if Bob is listening at the moment, if he's up yet, Bob Kay, who's our general manager, who at that time, I think, let's see, 1963, where he and I got together. He's a little older than I was, so he was in, I think, college. I remember as we worked together at places like WBZ, you could find old tapes of things under the desks everywhere. Stuff. And when I ran WEEI in Boston in the mid-80s, I remember uncovering some stuff that nobody had paid any attention to. Some of the real important things of our time that weren't put in a storage facility, like, you know, hermetically sealed so the tape would last. It just was thrown in a box and put under somebody's desk. It's just really pretty interesting how that all came about. Anyway, those are anecdotal moments. I say that they are anecdotal because, as I said, today a lot of people are going to have things to say or remember. I think that this is a great opportunity for teaching in schools. What is done with it, I don't know, because I don't quite understand what's going on in a lot of schools in our country these days. We seem to be leaving the basics behind in favor of other things. Basics are important. Other things are important. It would seem to me you could put them all together. But it's a great lesson in all kinds of things with the death of Kennedy, and not the least of which is how it was handled by the news media and who did the investigation.
That's just it. See, for me, in college, maybe in college to some degree, but in high school, we studied the death of JFK, but never
what happened,
the really? Craziness that surrounded it and yeah. how that changed our culture, how that changed mm-hmm. the media, how that changed
people's
look at government. Yes. And so that's the thing that we miss out on, because I think when people look around and go, how, you know, and I said this yesterday, how do we get where we are? Well, this is one of those big things that we need to look at and go, this is kind of how the road was paved.
Here's something just to wildly speculate on. Let's say at that time, can you imagine if Breitbart were around then, or Sean Hannity, or Tom Hartman?
It'd be a whole different deal. I mean, those files were sealed, and news organizations sort of just let it happen.
Mm-hmm. I would say I'd vote for if TMZ was around, because they're the ones that get files open faster than anybody mm-hmm. else. Mm-hmm. They've got Kanye West, which we'll talk about later on. They've got him in handcuffs on a gurney, and no one else does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, TMZ would be amazing back then.
Well, but there's all that. But the interest in it and how it would be the focus. I find it I just find it all fascinating when how different we are now. And it isn't that long ago. I mean, 1963 is 53 years ago, right? 43 years ago. 53.
53.
Kara will
keep counting.
Chuckle.
Keep counting.
We went back in the last hour. We went back to find. I could have just looked this up, but instead of going into the search to see what President John F. Kennedy was, it turned out he was 35th. I just went backwards while we were on the air, and I said, "Okay, let's see. He's 45. This one's 44, 43." And then she waited to tell me. I said, "Okay, he's 35," and she said, "Right."
He was right. It was impressive.
Yeah. Backwards. My backwards thinking brain. Anyway, so it's not meant to send you too far back, but it is something that I think is more important. There will be a lot of people spend a lot of time today talking about the earthquake in Japan that had a 7.3 on the Richter scale. Not much in the tsunami
warnings.
I have
friends there, by the way.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You do.
Yeah,
it is kind of crazy, but it is what's going on. But what's more important? The conversation about JFK or the conversation? We can't do much about
both,
what's going
actually.
On.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
in a manner
of speaking. You know.
Yeah, right. All right, it's all it's theory and relativity and all that good stuff. 18 after the hour with DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria.
Chemical resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's almost time for my favorite holiday.
Aw, I love Thanksgiving, too.
I'm talking about Black Friday at Ulta Beauty. I wait all year for Beauty Buster deals like Bare Minerals Eye and Face Kits for only $10. Plus 50% off my favorite mascara from Urban Decay. I'll get makeup, hair care, fragrances, and more for everyone on my list. Oh, wait, where are you going?
To get my phone. I'm going to need to text and tweet and gram and...
Most stores open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving and 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Hurry in. Beauty Busters are going fast. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Hey, it's Prince Royce with a special holiday message from Sprint. For me, it's not the holidays if I'm not spending time with my friends and family. This year's Black Friday deals with Sprint are an incredible way to find just the right gift for those special people in your life and avoid the shopping lines so you can still spend some quality time with them. Now get a free 43-inch 4K LG Smart TV when you buy an LG V20 device. Or if you're looking to pick up a Samsung Galaxy S7, Sprint will throw in a Samsung Galaxy Tab E for free. Visit your local Sprint store or Sprint.com/holiday for more information. Wishing everyone out there a happy holiday season.
LG V20, $33 for 24 months with installment billing. GS7, $28.96 for 24 months with installment billing. Tab E free after $10 monthly credits. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Restrictions apply.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, IBOTTA, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. IBOTTA. This holiday, you've got a Ibotta.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
23 and change at the hour with DJV, the focus on Kanye West again after a string of concerts interruptus, his rants, walk-offs, no-shows. He has canceled all remaining.
He's voting for Trump, so leave him alone.
Yeah, right.
As he's just waiting for November 28th, right?
President Obama said he's a jackass. What's November 28th?
Kara.
Isn't that when Donald Trump accidentally said the election was?
Yeah, that's when Trump told everyone to vote originally.
Hey, he's voting.
He got the election paper.
That's pretty funny.
You know what happened.
Anyway, confirmation that tickets will be refunded at point of purchase. This is the LA Forum. What's the local buzz on this, Jen, and the local buzz on him? He's just exhausted, People Magazine.
I think most people were happy that he just canceled the concert. What he did in Sacramento was he went and had a flipping of his lid and then walked off of the stage early. Yeah. And those people didn't get their money back. At least in L.A., they got their money back for the concert. Mm. But so now everyone's going to be refunded for every other show that he's canceled now for the remainder of the tour. So do we think this is post-traumatic stress from his Kim getting robbed in Paris?
That's how long do we think it? I don't really haven't given it any thought. I don't care.
I feel like he's been getting steadily crazier and crazier before the Kim thing, so this might have set it off, but he was probably going to get here anyways.
You know, the weird thing is, well, the update, which we haven't mentioned yet, he's been hospitalized, and he's in, I think, the UCLA Medical Center for Psychiatric Evaluation.
Yeah.
Yesterday afternoon, he was at the home of his personal trainer.
Yeah,
who is like the celebrity trainer out in L.A., and apparently he was acting erratically. He was there to work out, and someone in the house called the police and said he needed to, you know, they needed to bring an ambulance. They took him away against his will. They handcuffed him to the gurney, which they said is standard protocol, and no one's really heard anything since. He has made references in the past to being on antidepressants and going off of them and not being that great when he's not not on them, so it might be that. Other people are saying it's extreme sleep deprivation.
Maybe he's just...
Which can make you go crazy, too, but I don't know. And it was unfortunate timing for Kim, because yesterday she flew to New York City really early in the morning, and it was the first outing that she, public outing that she's been on since she was robbed in Paris. She was going, she was supposed to come here to New York to help honor her dad for a cancer charity he worked with. So apparently she bailed on that and had to fly back.
So I think that he just dropped down a laundry chute at UCLA Medical Center. That'd be into that.
Victoria has, Victoria has these Kim Kardashian emojis where she can actually send you like a Kardashian member's face. And I admit, I'm kind of jealous. They're pretty cool. Yeah. But I'm just wondering
well,
if
for
maybe...
for $1.99, they could be yours too, Jen.
I know. Maybe. Just maybe they'll add a new one, to a new character to the mix. Maybe it'll be Kanye West in a white insane asylum jacket, do you think?
Oh. Little straight jacket.
Down to Belleville.
Monogram from the Rubber Ramada, if you will.
It says Pablo on the back.
Snoop Dogg weighed in on the Kanye situation saying, what the blank, man? I smoke weed. Weed don't make you do that. What's he on?
What's he on?
Speaking of Snoop Dogg.
Does he need to say that he smokes weed anymore? Like, everybody gets it.
Yeah.
Like, we know.
Martha and Snoop's potluck dinner party. Returning VH1 has renewed the series for Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart. What a combo. For season two. And they've only been doing this for a couple of weeks.
The show is such an unexpected hit. It's right. Really good.
Millions of people watching this, the two of them together. Modern day odd couple. Say what?
Does Martha partake in the Snoop weed?
He makes her some cocktails, and she gets pretty giddy. So I don't know what he puts in them. He threatens to put things in, but I don't think he does.
They invite various celebrities for weekend dinner parties. Seth Rogen, Naya Rivera, Ashley Graham, 50 Cent, Kathy Griffin, Ashley Simpson, Robin Thicke have been invited, among others. Martha Stewart said, I'm pleased that Snoop and I will be able to bring our various styles of cooking to a broader audience. 28 after the hour.
Same side of the same coin. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Belief is a psychological construct. All human beings have belief. In terms of theists, those who believe in God, and atheists, those who don't believe in God, well, they have the exact same level of belief, too. Since no one can indisputably prove that there is or is not a God, the reality is, whether you staunchly believe in a divine being or staunchly believe there isn't one, it's actually what some people would say is two sides of the same coin. But from a psychological perspective, quote-unquote, believers and non-believers actually live on the same side of the same coin. They're both absolutely certain about something they cannot prove. Before you allow yourself to get angry that others believe differently than you, be mindful to be aware that belief is a psychological construct, and for better or worse, we all have it. For more thought-provoking ideas, visit drchristianconti.com.
Almost time for my favorite holiday.
Aw, I love Thanksgiving too.
I'm talking about Black Friday at Ulta Beauty. I wait all year for Beauty Buster deals like Bare Minerals Eye and Face Kits for only $10. Plus 50% off my favorite mascara from Urban Decay. I'll get makeup, hair care, fragrances, and more for everyone on my list. Oh, wait, where are you going?
To get my phone. I'm going to need to text and tweet and gram and...
Most stores open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving and 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Hurry in. Beauty Busters are going fast. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The DJV crew. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. The situation for you to keep in mind between now and Black Friday, you could win an HP laptop from QVC by listening to this program. If you want some information about the laptop itself, visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show. You can also follow the program on Twitter, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen with two N's. Make sure you get that second N, or you won't make it. Okay, so, the soccer team, USA soccer team, has fired its coach, Jurgen Klinsmann, with two N's as well, Kara. fired his head coach.
You Germans.
Klinsmann.
With your double N's. Jürgen Klinsmann.
Head coach there since 2011. And with that came a promise of better things to come for the soccer team. So what's happened? Why is he fired? What happened?
The results just didn't add up. I mean, it's, you know, Jürgen Klinsmann, who won for Germany, who was just, I'm a big fan of his, and I like watching the USA soccer in the World Cup and think, like most Americans, you know, we pay attention to USA soccer when we're in the World Cup. But, you know, he's just...
yourself.
What? I was thinking, but Jennifer said it. Speak
well,
for yourself.
Speak for yourself.
Okay.
Just teasing.
No.
I wasn't.
It's the only time that I know. Well, you don't follow sports, but it's the only time that most Americans who know any who pay attention at all to sports watch the World Cup. But he was supposed to be a big, you know, a huge sign of hope based on his own success and his own coaching style. And we finally, as Americans, figured, okay, maybe let's blend the European style of coaching with the whatever the American style was, which wasn't successful, and it still didn't work. So.
Mm-hmm.
After 5 years, you know, I don't know what we're going to do because our team is just pathetic at this point.
All right, so there's a separation. The soccer team here we're talking about is the men's soccer team. On the other side of the street, if you looked at 60 Minutes on Sunday, the soccer players on the women's team, which is the opposite of the men's, that's the number one team in the world,
yep.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it? I think it is.
Well, they're...
Yeah.
They're always in the top three, at least.
Okay. So they're paid less as the number one women's team. They're paid less and treated worse than these guys in this horrible team that is being coached by Jürgen, whatever his name is, Klinsmann.
Yeah.
So they're paid a lot of dough, and they lose, and the women are not paid much dough, and they win.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, what's the message here? Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, the wage gap actually even happens in, it's probably more prevalent in sports.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
look at the
WNBA
strike.
People. I mean, in Los Angeles, the Sparks just won the championship for women's basketball. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me that one of their salaries is even close to the worst player on the Lakers who haven't done well, or the Clippers who haven't done well. I mean, there's such a gap.
Yeah. So what does this teach young girls about the reality
people don't watch it, you know?
Watch women?
Yeah, that's the thing. Women's soccer is probably the only place where maybe they bring in more viewers.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Women's World Cup game where they won had more viewers than the Men's World Cup, but they were still paid less. So I would definitely say that's one instance where it's not the case.
So it's all about ratings and how much they get for revenue. I guess that's the reality. But how do you tell that to a 12-year-old girl who may say, I want to play soccer? And then somehow or other she finds out by the time she's 14 that if she's really good at it, she still wouldn't be paid as much as boys her age or men her age if you got that far. And the scholarships, there are a lot of scholarships available now because soccer has become more prevalent. Soccer scholarships for men, not many for women.
Nope.
So, hello, aren't we in the 21st century? Ding, 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 boom, boom. I think we are. Last time I checked, we are. So,
well, look at how many actresses are still fighting the wage gap in Hollywood. I mean, there's so many who have been so vocal, and you know, it's. I guess Jennifer Lawrence has managed to just demand the same salary as the men, but it doesn't always work. Robin Wright also had the same thing. She demanded the same salary as Kevin Spacey, which she deserves for House of Cards.
Yeah,
but it's not. It's just they're more the exception than
scratch.
The rule.
You got to scratch for it.
Yep.
It doesn't come your way just by being there at the right time in the right place. It doesn't. You say what you will about Megyn Kelly. I ain't got much to say about her. I think she's a waste of time. But she does epitomize. Apparently, her ratings are almost as good as the ratings
O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly, yeah.
And so he's getting 20 a year, and she wants 22.
And, you brought up Jennifer Lawrence, and I think it was Jennifer Lawrence who had that blow up with that Sony executive, and she was complaining about not being paid as much, and the Sony executive said, well, that's because she didn't ask. And that's such a deal with women, is that we tend to think that we don't deserve as much, or that we need to provide more of our services than... you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying this, I'm chuckling to myself because I'm a total example of this. I never ask for enough, I guess, because for whatever reason, I don't know if it's the people pleaser or if it's whatever it is, you just constantly, I think that's something that's innately built into females, and I think we need to start getting over that, especially if we have records behind us.
We have to, and that's, and I've been victim of this as well, where I've had male colleagues who do the same job that I do, and I think there's a bit of a gambler gene that men have that women don't have. Women do like to play it safe, I think, and you know, I've witnessed male colleagues going into a boss's office for a review and coming out with 10,000 more or you know than I got, and basically because I kind of said, well, this is really what I'd like, and then he comes, you know, my friend colleague who came out and told me exactly what he got, and I said, well, how did you get that? And he goes, well, I just asked for it. I just said this is what I'm going to accept, and that's it. And I said, I can't believe that even works. And that was like my first eye opening when I first started working in radio. That was like a real eye opening experience. Just ask for it, and you can't imagine what you get when you ask. It's incredible. I mean, it's.
Notice how I'm saying nothing, ladies and gentlemen, to this conversation.
Doug's like, shut up. Shut up, ladies.
No, I'm just listening. It's very informative.
But, Doug, do you have, I mean, you've been in business for yourself for a long time. Have you, I mean, what's your experience like when negotiating salaries? I mean, do you...
For people
who
work for me or for
myself?
Wait,
no,
when I'm
for you. For you.
Negotiating? Oh.
No, I mean for you.
What is that?
I'm not particularly good at... I'm sort of in the same place you are. I usually have taken... what was offered, unless it was really outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
The most of the stuff that I've ever gotten have been in situations that I really wanted to have. Like I've said this on the air any number of times. I think there were three radio stations as a kid growing up that I wanted to. My dream was to work on them at some point in my career. One of them was WBZ in Boston, which I accomplished. Another was KABC in Los Angeles, which I accomplished. And the third is WOR in New York, which I have not accomplished. I would have, and Bob, who was my boss at KABC at the time, knew that I think I worked for scale. I don't even remember what I worked for because I would have worked there for nothing. I put all the money into ABC stock, as it turned out. I didn't take the check. It wasn't like Trump, who's not taking the check. I just didn't take the money and put it in the bank. I had him give it to me in ABC stock.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have worked there for nothing because I wanted to be a part of, it became more important to me as I actually walked into the radio station for the first time and went down those halls. Jennifer, you've been in that facility, haven't you?
Yeah.
That, mm-hmm. They're going to tear down now because they've sold it for $300 million or something.
Yeah.
But the feel that I got as a radio junkie from the time I was a teenager, when I walked into that facility, this was 1993, the fall of 93, and looked at what went on there, who was there? It was worth every single penny of thought that I'd ever given to it. But that's me.
Mm-hmm.
I have worked for myself more than anything else in my life. I've run businesses, and I've never really thought about... It's very interesting you asked the question. I've never really thought about what I made. I made enough to pay my bills, and that's often what I thought of. I've made a lot of money in circumstances from 2002 to 2008 when the world fell apart economically. I did mm-hmm. very well with this program. Since then, it's been a potluck. And I do it more now because I love it than anything else.
Meaning sometimes he has to smoke pot when he's out of work.
Yeah. So you asked the question. I didn't mean to make it that long. But I don't really, I'm trying to think about what, well, I did negotiate. I was running WEEI in Boston. I had to negotiate. And they offered me, I don't remember what it was the first time, around $80,000 or $90,000. And I didn't think that was enough. So I got more out of them,
mm-hmm.
And it turned out that the results that I produced for them were great in terms of radio, not necessarily great in terms of what the owner wanted, because his mission wasn't... My mission was to make the radio station successful. His mission was to turn it into a voice for his concerns, and, you know, so we... decided not to fight with each other about what to do. But I think I remember now the first, when I was doing, the year I started doing this program was 1988. And I got paid, I think I was getting $65,000 a year to host their morning program on what was the old American Radio Networks. And I was getting $85,000 a year as the afternoon host on WCKY in Cincinnati. And I thought, my God, I'd gone to heaven for more money than I thought I would make, certainly at that point in my life. But I've found myself, the more I work, I don't equate it to the job as much as to work. I work hard, I work long, and I don't think about the financial benefits of it. And oftentimes, you know, the old expression, you do what you love and the money will follow, that has happened to me more often than not. So, but I do think that's just me. The practical side of this is that women get screwed. And I don't mean that literally, but they do, I guess, literally, if you work over Roger Ailes. The circumstance that presents itself isn't fair, just, right, or equitable.
Right.
And it's because men often take advantage of women in a very sexist way. And, women, and this I get into a conversation with Meredith about this from time to time, because she's a very successful businesswoman. And takes
Does
it from
have
that
corporate
point of
experience. Because
yes,
that's really where that's really where. Anytime I've run into this type of problem, that's where it is. It's in the corporate environment.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but the company was run by her family, so it was a different sort of corporate environment.
Yeah, well, that is
but
very different.
Still, well, but she was disrespected by her brothers, not by her brothers, but her older brother. She worked with her father for all the years that he was alive, and then when he passed away, the older brother took it over. And fired everybody in the family, and she was the last to go. And she would have been better at running the company than any of the rest of the people who were there, including whoever came along after her, because that's just the way her mind works. Whenever I have a business question, whenever I have things about the farm, I respect and regard her because she has had that experience.
Right.
But she also has that instinct. And it isn't male or female. It just is whether you're good or you're not good.
Right.
And so the fact that we segregate women and we segregate blacks and we segregate people of age and, you know, all of this other stuff, it's just sick because it doesn't speak to what they're really worth. And that's a tragedy. And it isn't something that has made us all look very good, frankly, us as Americans. I don't know, is it like that everywhere else? I guess it is. In reality, some places are worse. You think you'd get a job being paid in Saudi Arabia if there was a radio station being opened up or operated in Saudi Arabia and a woman was up for running it? You think they'd even hire her? No, of course they
would. I was going to say, would a woman even be on the air?
No, probably not. So, but you bring up some good things. Thank you. That was very stimulating. If I do say so myself. It's 11 minutes for the hour here with DJV.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I saved! I found incredible deals on Groupon for everyone.
For everyone.
There's something for everyone this year on Groupon. Download the Groupon app and find thousands of deals on electronics, toys for the kids, winter apparel, home cookware, and more. From GoPro cameras and drones to yoga mats and skateboards. This season, get up to 70% off with incredible deals on Groupon.
Thanks to Groupon goods, I could buy gifts for everyone.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now it's Tech Talk time. This is a portion of the program where we take apart some of the important technology news. I bring you up to date on things that are going on. For example, Instagram is making news today, and so is Snapchat. Is Snapchat part of Snap Inc., the company, those kids that are running Snap Inc. want to go public? Is Snap Inc. Snapchat?
Well, they have changed their name to Spectacles, but yes, Snapchat has, I believe they are working on an IPO.
Okay, all right, just want to make sure that I was talking about the same outfit. Okay, because I watch the business news, I don't necessarily watch the tech news.
Right.
Snap Inc. is going to do an IPO, and so that was a clarification that I needed. Thank you. Info on all of this info in a moment.
Did you know that dogs and cats can develop diabetes just like humans? Many pet owners don't know, but it's a manageable condition. That's why experts are raising awareness during November, Pet Diabetes Month. West Coast-based veterinarian Dr. Courtney Campbell.
Proper management is the key to maintaining a happy and healthy pet with diabetes. It's also critical to work with your vet to determine regimen and routine. With good care, nutrition, and plenty of exercise, a diabetic pet can live as long as a pet without diabetes of the same age and gender.
Dr. Campbell says the first step for pet owners is recognizing if your four-legged friend has any signs.
Some signs of pet diabetes include drinking more water than usual, urinating more frequently, and always acting hungry. If you see any of these signs, you should speak with your veterinarian and get your pet tested as soon as possible.
For more, visit Pet Diabetes.
This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
I have questions.
Prescription drugs aren't as bad as street drugs, right?
Weed's legal, isn't it?
Drinking is worse than smoking weed.
Isn't it?
Why is heroin so addictive?
Molly just makes you feel happy.
I have questions.
Mom?
Dad, did you ever try drugs?
They're going to ask. Be ready. Go to drugfree.org. A message from Partnership for Drug Free Kids.
All right, let's get to this. I don't know which of these two, they both are intriguing stories, Victoria. Which one is the more important, Instagram or Snapchat?
Well, that is the question for the ages, Dougie.
It's an object. It's an object lesson in what goes first. All right, well, let's get both of these stories out so people can consider what's going on.
Well, Instagram announced that they are about to join the live video streaming game, just like Facebook Live, and they are owned by Facebook, so it's not surprising that they already have the technology, and instead of Instagram stories, which are the recorded video pieces that disappear after 24 hours, just like Snapchat videos do, Instagram will now allow you to go live. They haven't announced the exact launch date yet of this, but it is coming soon, and as you go live...
All right, can I ask for some clarification here?
Sure.
Jennifer, is this what you use the other day when you were what is that that you were using
Facebook
the video
Live.
That was say oh it's Facebook Live?
Facebook Live, yes.
So what's the difference between that and this Instagram? That's, I guess, why wouldn't they just combine them and have them one as the same, Victoria?
Well, because Instagram has a much younger usership and Facebook is on the older side, so Well, I mean, it is. Facebook Live is basically that's the one thing that's keeping a younger demographic active on Facebook. Facebook owns Instagram, so it's basically like, you know, you have like the older ladies collection and then the younger girls collection. you know what I mean? We're talking fashion, so it's going to be the same. Well, Jen, you use Instagram. You might.
I do.
You would use Instagram Live, right?
What about Snapchat?
The video.
What's going on with Snapchat?
Well, Snapchat has been renamed Spectacles.com. That is now instead of Snapchat.com.
Snapchat is much catchier than Spectacles.
I know, but the company itself is expanding into other areas, so that's why they want to rebrand themselves. And the spectacles, the actual glasses, have now started popping up. We talked about this a few months ago when they had the prototype out, and now for $129, they are popping up across the country in bright yellow vending machines. It's the only place you can buy these Snapchat
just
glasses.
Just in time for Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. Get your own spectacles. $129. Lovely.
Yeah, which is not a bad price point. And this is definitely going to be one of the hottest holiday gifts this year, if you can find them. So
wait a minute. What's this? Some of the used ones are on eBay for $900 a pair?
Exactly. Yep.
So let's all go buy as many as we can, and then we'll sell them on eBay.
The problem is no one can get them. They're too hard to get.
Guys.
Ooh. Parents are going to go nuts this year trying to get these glasses.
Welcome to reality. All right, there's the Tech Talk segment 59F.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.